Part 1. The Plant Magician, in which Santa is beaten, a secret comes out, and men and stones change names. He crouches down and looks me in the eyes. "You have two noses," he says. I check, as if it is necessary to refute the assertion. I don't understand what he means, but I do understand that he is going to explain, because I can see a smile creeping about in his beard. He's beautiful when he smiles. Those pale, greyish-blue eyes don't appear to belong to the rest of his head, because they're fitted inside a frame of black curls. But the colours don't clash. On the contrary, he is the light in his own darkness. His gaze sparkles like a salmon's back in a seaweed forest, lending him the ability to enchant. And once again, I am enchanted. "Follow my lead," he says, raising a hand in the gap between our faces. There is sap on his cuticles. He's going to teach me one final thing before we part forever, and I follow his lead, but take care to hate him. It's only been a few months since I learned that I've never been his son, and sometimes I forget that I've been liberated from the obligation to love him. When it comes to hate, I'm still on my L plates, but I'm starting to get really good at it. I have found the keynote and allow it to resonate within me as I raise my hand and place it in front of his. The plant magician is going to teach me one final thing. But I shouldn't start there. I have most assuredly already done so, but I think the attempt should remain, given its aptness as a bridge to a dramaturgical arc. I want to begin with the day when he stopped being my dad, because it was so odd, and I have such vivid memories of the oddness. But first, I suppose I need to explain what a plant magician is. I fear that your mind's eye may already be lingering upon some kind of druid clad in a wadmal tunic, but he didn't dress like that. The man I called Dad wore blue dungarees and gloves of earth. In the summer, he wore nothing else. In the winter, he donned Groninger boots and a vegetable-dyed woolly jumper worn over the braces. My mother had dyed the wool. While you repaint the picture in your mind's eye, I want to emphasize the bit about him being beautiful. You've got to make him beautiful. Otherwise, the logic around him falls apart. He was the kind of man that beautiful women knit woolly jumpers for. He was the kind of magician who gets laid. That much I know for sure, because I saw him do it. "Love shouldn't be hidden from children," he said, letting us tumble about the bed while he had sex with our mother. I scrambled to the foot of the bed and listened to their breathing.